You will no doubt know by now that 2018 marks the 40th anniversary of the Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras, and that across the ABC all this week we're telling stories of that history. Well, one of the things that's developed over the years with the parade is that people want to march to the tune of their, not just their sexuality, but their multiple identities. So maybe their professions, for example, or their cultural or religious backgrounds. Here's the story of Jewish Pride.
For years, Jewish, same-sex attracted and gender diverse people had marched in the Mardi Gras parade, but in the year 2000, they decided to create a huge float to stand out from the crowd. Dawn Cohen was one of the coordinators of the float back then.
It's a three-ton truck with a large three-dimensional Star of David covered in a transparent fabric and lit from within. So it's as you look down Oxford Street, you're going to see coming for miles this glowing Star of David. So it's like we're Stars of David glowing in the dark of homophobia. We've been involved in the Jewish community, we've been involved in the gay and lesbian community, but we've always received the message that we should keep our other half hidden. And now we're saying no. We're saying we're going to celebrate our whole identity. We're going to celebrate the enormous contribution that Jewish gays and lesbians have made to Australia. And we're going to invite you all to work through your internalised anti-Semitism and homophobia and to celebrate with us.
18 years later, Dawn remembers how important that float was to the Jewish, gay and lesbian community.
When I think about those people who came out so bravely in Jewish community at a time when it was damned scary, where people could be disowned depending on their families, where you could be ostracised. The other day, my mother, who's now 86, she said that one of her friends recently came to her and said, "Thank God, I've just found out my grandson's gay. I've been beginning to feel left out because everybody's got a gay child except me." Now, that's the sort of conversation I didn't expect in year 2000, and it's such a beautiful thing. It's an incredible privilege to see social change and to know I played a tiny little role in that, and to know that feeling of, I guess, contributing to the well-being of younger gay people. I feel so grateful and proud of Australian Jewish community, of Australian gay community, and of Australia itself. We bet our lives on you, and we won that bet.
I'm not sure what the Jewish Pride float is going to entail for this Saturday's parade at the Mardi Gras, starting back in 2000 with that giant glow-in-the-dark Star of David set the bar quite high, you'd have to say.